Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Working Wife with your host, Myro Simpson. All right, so today we're going to be talking about trust, but not from the traditional sense of trusting other people. Now, we're going to bring it much, much closer to home. So let's talk about the trust, or unfortunately for most of us, the lack thereof, that we have in none other than ourselves. So think about this. How many times have you decided how many times have you had a decision to make, and then you wonder if you made the right decision, then you make a different decision, then you have to run your decision by someone else, take some of their advice, you change up your decision yet again, and then you ask someone else for their thoughts. And then after that, you start to question whether or not you're even qualified to make the decision. So ultimately, you end up doing absolutely nothing. Then someone else does exactly what you were going to do in the first place, and the results totally rock. Now you're sitting around going, that was my idea. I could have done that. Why didn't I do it? And we're in this vicious cycle of beating ourselves up, mainly because we don't trust ourselves. So I had to take to the dictionary to get the definition of trust. And I found this to be really interesting. We talk about trust all the time, but I don't know how many of us have really taken the time to look at the definition of trust. So we've got two that we're going to talk about here. One, the noun trust, reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something, one in which confidence is placed, belief that someone or something reliable, good, honest, effective. Just think about those words. Character, ability, strength, confidence, reliable, good, honest, effective. Now ask yourself, who do you trust the most? If I were a betting woman, I would say that the answer for most is not me. We don't say I trust myself the most. We automatically think externally, and it's like, oh, well, I trust my husband the most. I trust my mentor. I trust my mother. I trust my pastor. I trust my sister. Rarely do we come back to this question and say, well, I trust myself the most. And so I have to wonder why that is, because the verb of this word trust is to place trust in, to be confident in, to place that confidence in. So when I'm saying that I don't trust myself, I'm saying that I'm not confident that I can do whatever it is needs to be done. I'm not confident that I can meet the expectations that have been set out there. And we're not even going to talk about the expectations that are set by others. We're going to talk about the expectations that we set for ourselves, because the lack of trust that we have in us is due to, well, let me talk about me. My lack of trust in myself has consistently been due to my lack of confidence in myself, lack of confidence in my skills, my abilities, my knowledge, all things related to me. You never hear someone say, well, I don't trust me because someone else. It's always, well, I don't trust that I can make the right decision because I don't have. And typically, whatever it is we don't have, it's not that it's not there, it's just that we're not using it. We're not exercising that muscle, so to speak. So there's not an opportunity for us to build up the trust that we have within ourselves. So like me, I'm sure most of you go out when you think about not trusting yourself, even though other people have told you how much they trust you, you don't. We take to searching the internet or finding a self-help book, following motivational folks on Facebook and Twitter. And this is all in hopes of mustering up this courage and confidence that we have or need to believe and trust in ourselves. And so for me, eventually I realized that the best way to build my self-confidence, my trust, and my belief in me was to set some expectations that were realistic and make decisions and let the chips fall where they may. So I had to let go of the fear that something might go wrong or I might make a really bad decision and simply accept the fact that something would go wrong. And at some point, I would make a really bad decision. And most importantly, I had to say to myself, that's going to be okay. Because when that happens, I will take responsibility and be accountable for the decision that I made. I'll learn from my mistakes and share my learnings with other people. And I will then use that to make better decisions in the future. So the way that we begin to, again, build trust and confidence in ourselves is by setting some expectations that are realistic and obtainable. We talk about not expecting too much of others or expecting too much from others. And we don't circle back to realize that we tend to expect things from ourselves that we would never put on someone else. So when I've set these really high expectations and I consistently am unable to meet them, yeah, I can see how the self-confidence goes out the window. I can see how not trusting in my ability, not trusting that I have the strength or the character to do something if I'm consistently failing myself. Trust is a state of mind. It's a belief that has everything to do with expectations and predictability. And I've already said it a few times from a standpoint of setting expectations. And when I set expectations that are attainable, then I can begin to create a pattern. If I'm able to set the expectation of I'm going to go to school and I'm going to pass all of my classes. I do that for all A's and B's. I'm going to pass all of my classes. Go to class, do the things that I need to do in order to pass my classes. So I'm doing my confidence in myself on a couple different levels. So it's the education and the being. So there are a few things I'm learning. If I say that I'm going to expect from my I'm going to take better care of me, and here's how I'm going to exercise, I'm going to eat better, I'm going to make sure that I don't allow negative influences into my environment. If I can just take those small steps and stay consistent with them, I begin to build trust in my abilities. And it may sound like something really small, but you have to keep in mind that tend to build up trust in others over time. And so we have to build up trust in ourselves over time, which means that where I would trust someone else with something small and build up to the bigger things, I'm going to do the same thing with me. If I'm starting from or near ground zero with trusting myself, then what that's going to look like is giving myself little things to be responsible and accountable for, and building up the confidence in me, the confidence in my skills, the confidence in my abilities to make decisions and do things that are in my own best interest. You can't rush this trusting process. Think about when you've built relationships with others and you're building trust with other people. All of us can most likely share a story where we put too much trust and confidence in someone else and they completely disappointed us, shattered some dreams that we had us in a space where we decided we weren't going to trust anyone else ever again. Well, we have to think back to those situations and then back to the trust with ourselves. To that I say, be all the expectations that I set for myself. That's okay. What's not okay is if I don't meet one expectation and then I decide that I'm not capable, or worse yet, I choose not to meet expectations in other areas that I set for myself. So be patient. Be persistent. If you don't get it right the first time, try again. Get it right the second time. Try again. Get it right the third time. You don't run into problems until you stop trying. Now, it doesn't mean keep doing the exact same thing and getting the exact same result. You're going to have to switch things up and get a little bit of variation. But be persistent and be prepared to invest the time it takes to build trust. Yes, even with yourself, you have to take the time to build a relationship that has a foundation of trust with you. So again, if we go back to the definition of trust, reliance on the character, the ability, the strength, or truth in someone, belief that someone is reliable, good, honest, effective. These are words that we need to say to ourselves. We have no problems looking in the mirror and pointing out all of the negatives about ourselves, all the things that just aren't quite right, and not realizing that those negative messages are having a significant impact on our self-confidence, on our self-esteem. And that negative impact to the self-confidence and the self-esteem is then having the negative impact on my ability to trust myself, to trust my decisions, which then causes me to place trust in external factors, external people. And while, yes, there are some people who have my best interest, there are very few who are truly as vested in me as I am, because as people, it's human nature to think about self-preservation, to think about self first. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that if I'm depending on other people for what's most important to me, then I'm selling myself short, and I'm probably going to be disappointed in a few areas of this thing called life. Now, we're coming to the part of the show where we talk about putting on my big girl panties. And I want to tell you, first and foremost, trust yourself. Your woman's intuition and gut seldom lead you in the wrong direction. So you have to trust yourself. Even after you've asked 1,000 people for their input, trust yourself. Go with your gut. Go with the facts. Go with what makes the most sense. But trust yourself. And then I want you to write down a decision that you need to make. And then I want you to do something really radical. Make it. Make the decision. I don't want you to ask anyone for their opinion or input. I want you to make sure that you are okay with accepting the rewards or the consequences of your decision. And then I want you to make the decision. And then I want you to do something even more radical. Repeat the process. So write down a decision you need to make. Don't ask anyone for their opinion or input. Be okay with accepting the rewards and consequences of your decision, and repeat that. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're married and you want a new house, that you're going to go out and buy a new house and come home and tell your husband, the lady on the radio said, go out and make a decision, so I bought a new house. I am not here to tear any marriages or relationships apart. So scale it back a bit, and I want you to make decisions that will have a direct and significant impact on you, who you are as a person, your being. So whether it's changing your hair color or buying a new pair of shoes or signing up for a course that's going to help increase either your personal or professional skill set, write down a decision you need to make and make it. Okay? So, again, our topic today has been trust. We've been focusing on trust in ourselves. We place a lot of trust in other people, so today we're going to start placing trust in ourselves, who we are as people, who we are as women, who we are as wives, who we are as mothers, who we are as career women. We are smart. We are intelligent. We have great instincts. So I want us to begin to trust in ourselves. Whatever you've got to do to build that self-confidence, build that self-esteem, you do it. That standing in the mirror every morning and reciting some positive affirmation, that's what I want you to do. But I want to make sure that you are building the confidence so that you can trust yourself. It is extremely important. Thank you for joining me this morning. Again, I am The Working Wife, Myra Apoise Simpson. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter as The Working Wife. I'm here every Saturday morning at 10:30, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 a.m. Central, talking about things that affect us in this thing called life and marriage. And also join us here on the Tribal Wisdom Radio Show. Throughout the week, we have some great shows with some amazing husband and wife duos and some wonderful wives and wives-to-be who are doing their things here on the network 7 days a week. Have a great Saturday. Join me back here again next Saturday, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. It has been my pleasure to spend the morning with you. Thanks.